Joining us now, we have the head golf professional from Muirfield Village, Mr. Larry Dornish, joining us. Larry, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
So, are you guys ready for a little golf tournament next week? The Memorial rolls into town. Jack's tournament, all set up, ready to go?
Yeah, we are. The golf course is amazing. We've got a tremendous field. So, yeah, we're really excited. Ready for them to come to town and do their best.
So, any changes from last year to this year to the golf course? I know Jack likes to tweak things a little bit. Are we going to be looking for anything significantly different or just some minor things here and there?
Actually, we didn't do much work at all. We did a lot of stuff, a lot of work on the infrastructure this year, drainage and bridges, things like that. The only thing we did change was you might have seen Justin Rose's awkward bunker shot on 18. We felt like that was a little bit of double jeopardy, so we reworked that bunker a little bit so that you wouldn't be standing outside a bunker trying to hit a shot around a tree.
Now, I mean, obviously the tour comes in and sets the course for the week, and, you know, they sort of make their decisions on how difficult it's going to play on the weekend. But, you know, in the previous 11 and a half months, you guys can do things that will affect those changes. And historically, this is a course that's been worked on a good bit. What kinds of things make this course really, really unique for people who maybe haven't been out there in person that when the PGA comes in, they have to contend with when they decide how hard to make it?
Well, the greens are always fast and firm, so you have the green speeds that always you have to work with. I think probably the most prominent feature is our blue grass rough, which surrounds the fairways and the greens. And I think the toughest shot is that 1 foot chip shot from just through a green. You know, you're chipping downhill to a lightning fast green, and very difficult to play out of this very lush bluegrass.
Yeah, because
that's the biggest thing that we talk about with the PGA Tour is, you know, not only the height of the bluegrass. But, you know, the fact that right now it's very lush, obviously, coming in the spring.
Well, yeah, and Larry, it's lush above grade, but it's also a deep root grass, isn't it? So your club doesn't just go sliding through and slice that stuff off the way it does with some of the other grasses. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's indigenous to this area, so we, you know, we use it here. It thrives. It's great with the foot traffic for the Memorial and all that, but it's really hard to play a creative shot out of this dense bluegrass. You know, it's not like a fescue where you might be able to be a little more creative. It's pretty challenging. You're hitting a lot of chunk and runs, and, you know, sometimes, you know, 5 or 10 feet from the hole, you know, you feel like you hit a good shot.
The old chunk and run.
All right, so I have to ask you, Larry, we've seen in the past, we've seen, you know, long hitters, Tiger Woods, obviously. We've seen shorter hitters, the Kuchers, the Strickers of the world win this golf tournament. So realistically, what kind of game does it take to win on this golf course? I mean, obviously, putting is going to be a key. You just mentioned the greens and you know, consistently getting it in the fairway. But really, when you look at favorites coming into this week, who kind of jumps into your mind from recent play on the PGA Tour?
Well, you know, obviously, Jason Day is a member here, so we're a big fan of his. We think he has the game to play here well. And the reason we do is not because he's so long, because obviously he's extremely long, but our par fives are not long. Almost every player on tour nowadays can, you know, challenge our par fives and get home in two. It's really about the putting. I think the stat last year was David Lingmerth made 52 out of 52 putts inside of 5 feet. So it really comes down to where you place the ball in the greens and being able to make those, you know, 5 foot putts, because during the week you're going to have a whole lot of them. The par fives, like I say, are great strategic holes, but not overly long. So, you know, it's sort of neutralizing for both the long hitter and the shorter hitter. So what we like, you know, it's a shot maker's golf course. You need to have a really good short game, and it really lends itself to, by you can see from the leader, the former champions, it lends itself to anybody being able to play well here.
Well, we're talking to Larry Dornish, the head pro up at Muirfield Village, where we're hosting the Memorial. And I'm looking at the scorecard right now. And of course, you have a Memorial scorecard, blue, red, green, white. You have all your tees listed here. And I'm looking, and it says that the number three hole is actually your hardest hole. Is that your hardest Memorial hole or your hardest typical everyday week-to-week hole?
Yeah, you must have an older scorecard. The third hole we found for, based on the USGA rating system, was the most difficult hole in match play because it's got a pond there, and you have to hit the ball over the water. So the it's only like a 3-wood 9-iron hole, so the better player is probably going to make birdie there. You know, for the tour player, it's actually one of the easier holes. The higher handicap player is going to have a difficult time playing that hole because they've got to negotiate the water. So that's the challenge there. What we've found here is 16, 17, and 18 are now the three most difficult holes to finish on for the tour players. In fact, four of our most difficult holes are on the back nine when you include number 10. So our back nine is probably two shots harder than the front. And 16, 17, and 18 really present a challenge for you know, whoever's going to win the event after they play 15, which is a great par 5, but you know, reachable in two. They're then going to be challenged with a great par 3 and then two really good par 4s.
Well, I mean, it's great for TV, great for drama to have 16, 17, and 18 play as difficult, you know, as possible. You might see some guys fall off the lead or whatever. Where else can we see some scoring opportunities on the course, both positively and negatively, that we might not think about when we're watching the coverage on television?
Well, one of the things we say around here is you never know where the next double bogey is. any hole in this golf course can, you know, just jump up and grab you. You know, the 16th hole and the 12th hole with the par threes with the water are, you know, two holes that you're thinking about because of, you know, how, you know, the water is there. And obviously, there. Anytime you tell a good player that there's a place they can't hit it, you know, it's sort of like the 17th at TPC. You know, then it makes the hole more difficult. I guarantee you that, you know, most of those tour players hitting a wedge from 132 yards will hit it in the middle of the green almost every time, but you put water around it like 17th at TPC, and all of a sudden it becomes a challenge. Well, it's same here on our 12th and 16th holes. But we have water on 14 holes out here, streams, and you never just know when that next double bogey's right around the corner. It could be almost any hole.
Yeah, you know, I go back to the redesign of hole number 16 and kind of throwing some water in there. You know, we always wonder what goes through Jack's mind as he designs golf courses. But, you know, the famous 12th has the water that's in front and off to the right. And now 16 has water that's in front off to the left. Was that on purpose by Jack to say, okay, I'm giving you a par 3 in 12 where you can bail out kind of long and left, and now I'm going to give you a par 3 in 16 where you have to bail out long and right? Was that kind of the case?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'd not heard that before, but very well could be. I think it really boiled down to the you know, what we had out there when we started to build the hole and where the pond needed to go, you know, as far because of elevations. You know, it's a good point. Yeah, you can't hit it right on 12. You can't hit it left on 16. And the bailouts, there aren't many places to bail it out. In fact, that's one of the things that a lot of the players will tell us is that, you know, you got to give us some place to hit it, as, you know, to bail out. And I think the architect here thinks that maybe you ought to have to hit a good shot.
Yeah, so how did the members take that on 16? I mean, and how much more difficult in terms of a rating? Did it make the course more difficult? I mean, did you see scores from the membership go up?
16 has become a really I went out there yesterday. We had our last day for member play, and I'm riding around the course. And I would say, on average, one out of four players hits it in the pond. And then if you happen to miss the pond and hit it in one of the greenside bunkers, you know, some of the guys blast out of the bunker and go in the pond on their second shot. So it's become a very challenging hole. It's just a great par three. Visually, there's a lot going on. You stand on that tee, you know, your mind gets going. Well, you know, I don't want to hit it here. I don't want to hit it there. It just becomes a real challenge, and you have to hit a good shot.
Well, we're certainly excited about the Memorial, but speaking of your everyday player and the guys who are and ladies who are taking lessons out there, what are you seeing when people show up? Are you up there in Dublin, Ohio? Are you seeing the same thing we see every place else? Everybody comes up and wants 10 or 20 yards on their drive and probably isn't spending enough time on their short game?
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. I think, you know, and we, you know, I have a very good director of instruction, Chad Middow, and a couple of good teachers on my staff, and we actually spend a lot of our time teaching on the golf course, just to your point, trying to show people how to play golf better and how to score better. Problem is they don't I won't mention the name of one of our hockey player members was out playing yesterday, and you know, he's been struggling with his driver. So I said, put your driver away, hit your four iron off the tee and see how you do. And he's gone four holes. He left the driver in the bag and hit four iron off the tee and made four pars. But like he said, it wasn't any fun. So, you know, you have this, everybody wants to hit that great shot. Everybody wants to hit that long drive. And it's really funny. I'm not sure that I think scoring is the most important issue to people anymore. I think it's more about, you know, going in the locker room afterwards and talking about the long putt or the long drive or that incredible recovery shot.
All right, Larry, for me, the Memorial not is only a great tournament, but it is also kind of, for me, it's the beginning of U.S. Open, because a majority of the field that's not already qualified for the U.S. Open dumps right over on the Monday after the Memorial into U.S. Open qualifying. Looking at the courses that these guys go play to qualify on for the U.S. Open, how does your course prepare them for the U.S. Open qualifiers?
Well, as you can imagine, the golf courses that they play the Open qualifiers on, the club is trying very hard to challenge the players. Nobody wants anybody to shoot a low score on their golf course. So it's in some cases that these Open qualifier golf courses are actually set up more demanding than the Memorial, than Muirfield might be for the Memorial. So it's kind of interesting to see, because they put every tee marker back, they put every pin in the corner, and they're trying to, they want to make sure that they're challenging these players, and they don't want anybody to shoot a good score. So in some ways, it's almost more difficult at some of these qualifying sites than it is playing here in the Memorial Tournament.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see, these guys, especially, on the chance that you guys get a weather delay and they've got to, squish a bunch of holes in over on the weekend, and then they got to go play 36 holes on Monday. It becomes kind of a grueling match almost to see, who can survive and shoot good scores while they're trying to survive at the same time.
Yeah, it's often interesting to see somebody that might have a top five or a top 10 finish at the Memorial go over and not even contend for the U.S. Open qualifier, because as you well know, tournament golf is exhausting mentally and physically, and to go out and play 72 holes under the pressure of an event and then to play well and maybe have a good finish, that the next day there's a little bit of air out of the tire. It's hard to get yourself back up for that 36 hole round.
All right, so last year we had a great finish coming down the stretch, as you talked about, Justin Rose being in a bunker and hitting a little bit of a hosel rocket.
A little bit of a hosel rocket
out of there. 273, the number last year, kind of considering condition of the course, upcoming weather. What do you think the winning score is that you can sit on Sunday afternoon in the clubhouse and know that nobody's going to touch you? What are you sitting on? What number?
Well, I think, single digits. If you get to double digits, 10 under par, you've probably got a good chance of winning the event. Right now, the golf course is fast and firm, and it's exactly how we want it to play. Long-range forecast does show for some weather, Wednesday or Thursday. If we get a half an inch of rain, it'll change the whole complexion of how the golf course will play, because the greens will get a little softer and, they'll just be throwing darts out there, and the greens are so perfect, they're going to make a lot of putts. So, I feel that if you can get to 10 under par, I'm not sure I'd rest easy, but, I think you got a pretty good chance of winning.
All right. Well, Larry, we really appreciate you hopping on with us. Have a great tournament next week, and we'll be watching.